Okay, hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One and Other Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Okay.
The date is the 14th of July, 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Yeah, it's James Keogh, 28, from Hackney, London.
And how did you initially hear about the project?
I think I saw it on a website, an advert on a website, and my girlfriend actually signed me up for it. So it was sort of through her that I found out about it.
And what actually inspired you to take part?
Well, I sort of followed Gormley's work. I've seen a few of his exhibitions at the Hayward and sort of followed his work over a few years. And I just like the idea of sort of having a plinth that's open to the public, and it's about sort of human sort of sculptures in a way, and people looking up at normal people as opposed to the other sculptures you see in Trafalgar Square. So it's like a sort of turns on its head kind of thing. Yeah.
And what are you actually planning on doing with your hour?
I think I'm just going to go with the idea of just standing up and being myself and just taking in the sort of sunrise and reading the paper kind of thing, and just nothing sort of planned in particular, just spending an hour up there and just taking it all in, I think, yeah.
And you said that you've lived in London, or within London, for quite a while. What kind of relationship do you have with the city?
Well, I'm from Yorkshire originally, so I've been down here for about 5 years. So I've been working for an architect's practice for sort of 2 or 3 years. I came down here to study initially and ended up just staying in London, just like the place. My parents are from London as well, so I've got sort of family connection. So yeah, good place to live.
And what about your cultural background? So you said you're originally from Yorkshire.
Yeah, I've got sort of Irish heritage. Both my parents have Irish backgrounds. My mother's parents are Irish. They moved over to sort of northeast London. So I'd sort of call myself British rather than sort of English or anything. But I sort of feel quite, I have roots in East London. My dad's parents are from East London, so it's sort of, that's where I live at the moment, so I sort of have a root there kind of thing, yeah.
And what are your kind of hopes, fears, expectations for your hour slot?
I hope, well, just to get a different aspect of Trafalgar Square. It's somewhere I've been a lot over the last few years, but it's a sort of different aspect to stand up on a somewhere I wouldn't normally stand, and that this hour of the morning as well, the sun coming up, and it's sort of a bit quieter and sort of maybe quite a peaceful time to stand up there and sort of take it all in. No real fears. I was a bit nervous, but I'm feel a bit calmer now, so yeah.
And what are you looking to take away with you from the experience?
I suppose just to sort of get just to be involved in this project, and the fact that it's sort of being recorded and sort of as a sort of Gormley project, and from my own point of view, just to sort of take it all in and just have a memory of being involved in it and sort of standing in an unusual position in Trafalgar Square. Yeah.
And what do you actually do as a living?
I'm an architecture assistant. I'm sort of partly qualified as an architect, but I've been unemployed for about 6 months now, so I'm sort of looking for work, but planning to maybe do a master's degree in September because of the recession. Basically, it's difficult to find work at the moment, so, yeah.
And in terms of Gormley's work, are you quite aware of his other stuff and about this project in particular?
Yeah, I've sort of been. I saw an exhibition at the Hayward, the Blind Light exhibition, and I'm sort of aware of his other stuff. He's done Angel of the North and the other place up the north in the northwest. I think it was the exhibition at the Hayward in particular that sort of got me interested in his work. Sort of the whole sort of human form thing and stuff. It's quite interesting. So, yeah.
And what do you kind of, what do you think about the whole, his idea of the democratization of art and making it more accessible to the public?
I think it's interesting. I suppose it's like a step forward from, because everything so far, as far as I'm aware of the work, his work is sort of about his own body, and he sort of uses himself as a sort of mold, I suppose. But now he's sort of turning it on the wider public, and it sort of maybe follows in the roots of sort of Big Brother and sort of reality type stuff. So there's a danger that maybe it goes down that alleyway, but there's a sort of fine line between art and sort of reality television, I suppose, which is sort of borderline. So it's quite an interesting sort of area that he's looking at, kind of thing. It's like a comment, I suppose, on modern society, I suppose. Yeah.
And are you, are you using this hour for anyone in particular?
Anyone? Or
yeah, anyone in particular?
No, just me, I think, just to take it in. I didn't really expect to be selected. It was just sort of a surprise when I got the call, so, yeah.
And are you looking to engage with the public as well?
Well, if not sort of intentionally, but really sort of heckles me or calls up at me or something like that, I'll engage. But otherwise, I just want to stand there and just sort of take it in and just be sort of a living statue in a way, I suppose, and just sort of,
yeah,
that sort of way. Yeah.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe when I'm up there, I won't really sort of be aware of it. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. But yeah, I'm quite happy about it. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Great. Well, do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.